Hello, everybody. Hello, Mansoor. Welcome for all those that are joining live. We are live on both Facebook as well as LinkedIn. We'll be talking today about the Prime Day recap and go over that. I'm just going to give 30 seconds for people to join and share our feed on LinkedIn as well. My personal LinkedIn. We have that now. Okay. And thank you everybody for watching. We're going to be covering Prime Day recap and taking your questions as well. So feel free to put in your comments, your questions throughout the discussion that we're going to go over. And we'll be sharing insights from this year and how you can learn from that to improve your Prime Day for not next year, but apparently Amazon is going to do a Prime Day in the fall. Okay, so we'll officially introduce our presentation. Just a little bit about us for those that may not know as much about Incrementum Digital or myself and Mansoor. Incrementum Digital, our goal, we're a growth engine for brands on Amazon. Incremental improvements drive exponential results. We're going to introduce our hosts, that's myself and Mansoor, talk about key Prime Day facts, look kind of at the bigger picture of this year, trends, stats, tips for the second Prime Day that's going to happen this year, or Prime event that Amazon announced, and then take some of your Q&A. So brief introduction, and you know, this is what happens when your team helps you put the slides. I've been in the Amazon space since 2014, sold millions of dollars in products, helped through Incrementum Digital, sell millions of dollars in products. I like to take selfies on planes here, as you can see. Used my son as a recent meme for Prime Day, which will be in the presentation as well. I do have a Peloton, that's true. And I also have a podcast called Incrementum Digital. With me here as well is Mansoor Narazi. Mansoor is our director of Amazon advertising. Besides being a ninja in Amazon and Amazon advertising, Mansoor recently ran I believe it was a half marathon.
Half marathon, yes.
Marathon. According to our team, he runs very, very far. Maybe sometimes he doesn't know even where he's going, but he runs very, very far. Also responsible in millions of dollars in PPC ROI. Former engineer, which is something you kind of want when you're dealing with the technicalities of Amazon PPC. He is in Toronto. He's been building up his LinkedIn, putting out great content. If you don't follow Mansoor, you are missing out. Reads a lot as well. So welcome, Mansoor.
Glad to be here.
Thank you. We're going to get into Prime Day this year, but before that, we're going to go a little bit into a history of Amazon's eccentric birthday parties, Prime Day 101. So let's talk a little bit about a brief history of Prime Day. July 16, 2015 was Amazon's 20th anniversary, and they celebrated by launching Amazon Prime Day. Amazon kind of invented its own holiday, which is pretty brilliant. And created this big shopping event. And the goal, I think, was really to take, you know, what's typically the slowdown of summer season of sales in general, and kind of ramp them up, which is why you see Prime Day happening in the summer, except for 2020, which was a unique year where Prime Day was in October. We see just a little bit of a history. Prime Day sales from 2015 to 2022. Sales on Prime Day have increased every single year. Amazon is also taken what was initially a 24-hour period of sales to 30-hour to 36 hours to the last few years being 48 hours. So they've now stretched this to being a two-day event. And it'll be interesting if they do have another Prime Day this year, which seems like is going to be the case, that now they'll have, you know, maybe two Prime events. And my hunch is that it's going to be in October, which is going to kind of allow Amazon to elongate the shopping season, get people shopping early for holiday season. Mansoor, what's happening to Walmart here when Prime Day on Prime Day?
Well, if you look at Prime Day 2019, we can see that at the same time that we have Prime Day, Walmart saw minus 0.3% decrease in their sales. So what happens is that people go to Amazon because of all the deals and there is less traffic on Walmart. For 2020, that didn't happen. But again, in 2021, you see a decline in sales the same day as Prime Day for Walmart, less traffic going toward Walmart.
Yeah, so even though Walmart does its own kind of deal days, or, you know, Target does deal days, Walmart, they do these, you know, added deals, their sales are actually down because of so much traffic going to Amazon. What do we have here? We have here some of the largest product categories that sell, that shoppers are buying in on Prime Day. Household essentials. You might even include their appliances there. I'm not sure if that's included, but people buy higher ticket items. They're waiting to buy these more expensive items, so that makes sense. Health and beauty, electronics, and then we go down the list in terms of the categories, the top categories that people are buying. Okay, what are we looking at here? This is the average order value. Yep. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I wanted to say that this is the average order value distribution for Prime Day 2022. These data are pretty new. We just downloaded them. They came out, I guess, a few days ago. Mm-hmm. And what we see here is what happened during Prime Days in terms of the distribution. But unfortunately, we like to see what is these numbers compared to pre-Prime Day. As you mentioned, I'm pretty sure the high item priced product had lower percentage, but during Prime Day, those numbers are up. We don't have the number, but that's something that I guess happening for during Prime Day.
Yep. I would imagine that the higher dollar amount items are higher than a regular day, but we don't necessarily know that, you know, comparatively. This is kind of how people are shopping. So they're buying mostly for themselves or for their household. I guess that makes sense. They're also buying large ticket items or everyday goods they'd be buying anyway. And then there are some that are buying gifts as well, taking advantage of Prime Day. But this kind of makes sense. Most people are shopping for themselves or their family on Prime Day. This is interesting, Mansoor. What's happening here for third-party sellers?
That is the share of shopping events for different events that we have. Usually Black Friday is the highest, and then we have the Prime Day at the second place. But for 2019, for 2020, for instance, I'm pretty sure that I read this. For 2 days of Prime Day, the share of Prime Days were higher than the Black Friday. And for 2022, we have to wait.
Right.
I'm guessing that would be the same situation for 2022 as well, which we had higher sales compared to Black Friday.
Yes. And this was one of the most successful Prime Day for Amazon in terms of total sales in 2022. So it'll be interesting to see how that number comes out. But obviously, big day for third-party sellers. Okay, there's Jeff looking from his yacht at the number, so sitting back. let's talk about 2022 and what the numbers look like this year. So let's go through some of these statistics. If you want to go through them, Mansoor.
Sure. So in the US, more than 6,000 items per minute. 60,000 items per minute during the Prime Day event sold. Prime Day members in the US did the most shopping from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. We have some comments on this from the data that we see as well. And it is PST time. Some of the best-selling categories in the U.S. this Prime Day were consumer electronics, household essentials, and home. As we see here, they are the categories with higher price items. Customers in the U.S. used Prime Day to celebrate summer, purchasing more than 1.2 million pair of sunglasses and more than 1 million swimsuits. Wow. This is interesting. I was looking at the brand analytics actually for Prime Day. Compared to Prime Day, all of a sudden I saw there are many related search terms to these categories are on top 500 searches from brand analytics as well. You could notice from there as well.
Right. So people are buying a lot of summer product in the summer. That makes a lot of sense. I'm interested. Did you see a lot of Prime Day related terms people searching, like Prime Day deals or words like that?
Yes. I guess it was around top 20, we had some search related to that.
Right. Okay. Interesting. Okay. What are we looking at here in terms of the 22 KPIs here?
So what we see here is that Prime Day 1, Prime Day 2, and it is comparing to the average daily of 2 weeks leading to Prime Day. So we are comparing Prime Day with average daily before Prime Day. As we see here, for the sales, we saw 191% increase compared to the daily, which in Prime Day 2, that was less and it was 145. So we are seeing more sales on day one. It decreases slightly. So
basically, that's like a average of 2x, right? Basically, yes. For what sellers are seeing.
Yes.
Or total sales on Amazon, not just third-party sellers, but total sales.
Right. And I should mention that we are getting this data from Perpetua. So it's from the database. In terms of spend, all the sellers, as you see, increase their spend for almost 2x for Prime Day 1 compared to pre-Prime Day. And Day 2, it was 166. That's why we usually recommend our clients that you have to for Prime Day, it's a good 2x is a good number for the Prime Days. So you make sure you are taking advantage of that traffic. And as you go, if you see you are getting out of budget, but they are selling, you can keep increasing the budget. In terms of impression, well, that's obvious. We see more traffic. So almost 2x in terms of the impression for Prime Day 2. The traffic was less, but still higher than average daily, which is 129% compared to average daily.
Right. So what's interesting also is that although we see here that on average, you know, day one outperformed day two, Yuri on our team is saying he saw for some accounts the second day even outperformed the first day. And I'm wondering if maybe some people who had deals on the second day maybe outperformed, or that would be interesting to kind of explore why. But that could be if you ran deals on the second page on the second day, then you know you could have outperformed the first day. But overall, if you have only X amount of budget that you're willing to put out there for the days, you're better off utilizing that really on the first day. Ideally, you raise budget for both days, but first day overall outperforms. The second day. Why is my son smiling on Prime Day sales and he's crying for his sales after Prime Day? What are we looking at here? What's happening? We do have a comment here as well. We did not have a good second day, so. Yeah, some of what we see is second day, you know, worse than the first day. So Michelle is kind of you know, validating that. And again, also, I'm interested, Michelle, if you had, you know, deals, et cetera, running on the first day versus the second day. But yeah, it's kind of what we're seeing.
So in this graph, what we are looking at is the total sales and the cost per acquisition. Well, Prime Day 1 and 2, we see that increasing total sales. And also, as you can see, the cost per acquisition goes lower because the conversion is higher, there is more traffic. But what was interesting here for us was to see pre-Prime Day, the total sales are increasing. So Prime Day was, number one was Tuesday and Wednesday. So the day before Prime Day is Monday. Usually it makes sense for sales to increase on Monday, but the day before that is Sunday, that the numbers should be lower, but seems like people are coming to Amazon for the purpose of probably just surfing, finding the products they want, adding to the carts. But at the same time, since the traffic is higher, the sales are slightly higher compared to previous Sundays and the trend that we see as well. That is why from here, actually, we had this discussion with Liron that maybe it makes sense few days pre-Prime Day to increase your budget. The recommendation we had before seeing this data was a day before, but now maybe 2 days.
A couple of days.
Yeah,
a couple of days before. And, you know, we'll talk about recommendations after, but, you know, possibly decreasing your budget, you know, after Black Friday, a little bit lower than previous to, not Black Friday, Prime Day, a little bit lower than pre-Prime Day because the conversion rate kind of decreases, right? So we saw some clients panicking the couple days after, like, what's going on? You know, my ACoS is higher and the conversion rates, you know, are poor, and it's kind of what people are seeing. And so you kind of want to probably pull back on some of your budgets until things come back to sort of normal.
Cost per acquisition, as you see here, drastically goes up.
Yes. Which
is because of that deep in traffic. We see less sales compared to normal days. And as you mentioned, the ACoS will be pretty up, and maybe that budget decrease makes sense.
Yes. Okay. Let's go into some of the KPI trends and stats for 2022. Okay, what are we looking at here with these up and down charts? Again, this is from Perpetua. We're looking cost per click, conversion, click-through rate, average order value, ACoS. Okay, so walk us through, you know, what we're seeing here. While you're talking, we'll be adding some Amazon fun facts here, like, in 2012, Amazon got in trouble for selling dolphin meat. So keep you entertained while you're listening to the stats.
The KPIs that we see here is being compared to the daily average of 2 weeks prior leading to a Prime Day. So first KPI is the cost per click. Day one, we see 37% increase in cost per click. And even in day two, we see higher increase of 44% to average daily. Then next KPI is conversion rate. As we know, conversion rate increases during Prime Day. We had 4% increase in conversion rate compared to second day. Interestingly, it is 9% increase in the conversion rate on second day. Next, we have the click-through rate. The click-through rate goes down, interestingly, for minus 27%. First day and second day, we see decrease of minus 19%. So it becomes better on day two, but still, compared to the average, it is lower. Average order value increases plus 29% day one, day two, 21%. And finally, we have the ACoS, which increases plus 1% on day one, and day two, plus 8%.
Interesting. Okay, so yeah, it's also interesting that the sales were higher on day one, but the conversion rate was better. day two. However, there's probably a lot more traffic on day one, I would say. Michelle, come circling back. We had two deals, one on each day. The day one sales oversold to forecast. The second day was a complete miss. So kind of interesting and, you know, sometimes hard to predict, you know, how much inventory you're going to move, you know, on those prime days. So that's interesting. Wakas says one of the brands that strategically placed a deal on the fourth and fifth day were able to stretch their sales for three to four days. So they had a deal, I guess, a prime day week deal and not day deal. And they were able to kind of like stretch, you know, stretch their sales. And I think what happens is when you submit deals to Amazon, they choose if you end up getting prime day or prime day week. So I don't think that's in your, you know, in your control. Okay, let's go to our next slide here. We're looking at impressions and cost per click. So what are we seeing here?
So these are data from all of our clients that we have leading to Prime Day on Sunday and Monday. As you see, we see that increase in impression, which goes back to the
raising the budget.
Yes, raising the budget. And at the same time, when we go to Prime Day, the impression increases, but cost per clicks, as we discussed, goes up. After the Prime Day, we see a drastic change in impression, even compared to pre-Prime Day. But our cost per click is still higher because there's less traffic, more competition. So the cost per click is still higher.
Yeah. And, you know, and then we're seeing cost per click obviously come down.
Coming up.
You know, but still a little bit higher, and meaning on after, right? But I wonder if that's because people have not, you know, people who did raise their bids, maybe they haven't adjusted yet. Or another one, which is a good tip, if you're using software, what's going to happen is software, still the AIs are not smart enough to know, hey, this is a Prime Day, this is a special shopping event. Maybe in the future, you'll be able to kind of add something in, right? That says, this is a special event. Don't make drastic bid changes. But what happens when you're using software is conversion rate goes up, ACoS goes down, and the software says, wow, these keywords are starting to perform so much better. Our target ACoS that you put into the software, let's say it was 30%, we're now at 20%, raise bids. Let's get more traffic. Let's get to that 30, because that's the goal that you put. And so over those 2 days, as the software is getting that data, it will raise your bids. So if you don't go into the software and plan to lower your bids after Prime Day, basically you're going to have increased bid until what happens a day or two later after Prime Day, the conversion rate drastically reduces and the software says, wait a second, these keywords aren't performing as well anymore. Let's pull back the bids. So I imagine there's a good amount of that happening too for people using software tools that are not programming into those tools like we do, that where we say on the day after Prime Day, lower my target ACoS in the software, right? So if we had 30%, we'll lower it by 10% of the goal. Probably it should be more next Prime event. But lower that goal by 20%, let's say, right? So pull back from 30, let's say to 25, 24%. And with that, bids will reduce as well. So those raised bids will come back down. And that's one of the things you want to do. And again, I think you want to pull back on some budget, you know, probably through the weekend, and then maybe kind of bring it back to normal levels, maybe the week. You know, if Prime Day is usually, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, then maybe Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you kind of pull back a little bit and then you start to kind of bring it back to pre-Prime Day levels. I don't know. Our team will tell me what the answer to this is. True or false? Jeff Bezos got hair plugs. I will say false, but my team is going to probably comment in the chat and let me know. What do you think, Mansoor? Did he get hair plugs in 2014?
I think it is false.
I think it is false too, but we're gonna find out because he, I'm pretty sure he shaved his head. We'll find out if this is true or false. You can answer in the comment. Oh, correct answer, false. Okay, thank you very much. Great. Okay, let us go over to the next slide here. Conversion rate in ACoS Prime Day 2022. So what's happening here with CVR and ACoS? And I don't know who this is on LinkedIn, but wrong answer from the LinkedIn crowd. So I believe he shaved his head. So there we go. Okay. Let's go to this slide here. What are we talking about here on conversion and ACoS?
So these data are from our clients. We are showcasing CVR and conversion rate. Looking at CVR, we can see for Prime Days, we have that increase in CVR. But leaning to Prime Day, there is a slight decrease in the conversion rate leading to the Prime Day compared to the average of before Prime Days. And then after the Prime Day, as we accept, there is a drastic and sharp decrease in our conversion rate, even compared to what it was before 2 weeks before the Prime Day. Going to the ACoS, ACoS seems like the change is slightly lower in Prime Days. Yeah, we see lower ACoS, and some might ask that if the ACoS is not changing much, how our cost per acquisition going drastically down? Well, of course, you have these organic sales, more traffic, so you are getting more total sales even organically. That's why you see lower cost per acquisition. In terms of ACoS, the change is not much, but after Prime Day, again, we see sharp increase for our ACoS. Usually, we see that for 7 to 10 days. We're hoping after that it starts going back to what it was pre-Prime Days.
Yeah, so it's interesting, right? Because on the one hand, we're saying, hey, maybe you should raise your budget, before Prime Day. But then we're saying here that actually the conversion rate is decreasing, right? So the question is, why would you want to raise your budget? So Mansoor, what are the pros and cons, or what are the situations where you would say, okay, makes sense to raise my budget, or it doesn't make sense to raise my budget?
First of all, what happens before Prime Day? We discussed in impression that customers going to Amazon, searching for the deals that they want, searching for the products that they are planning to purchase. And after that, they add it mostly to cart, as it happens for me, probably you're the same, because I'm waiting for Prime Day deals. I'm going to go on Prime Day. If there's a deal, I will purchase. So you want to be there. You want to increase your budget. But if you don't have a deal or discount on your product, probably even if they add to cart on Prime Day, they are not going to purchase because you don't have any deal. They are going to look for another product, maybe similar to your product, something that has a deal. So our recommendation is, if you have a deal on your product, go ahead, increase your budget, because yes, you will see higher ACoS, you will see lower conversion rate, but in reality, they will convert later on Prime Day because they add it to cart. If you don't have a discount, maybe you shouldn't increase your budget because it will be add to cart, that not turning to the purchase.
Right. Yep, that makes sense. So increasing your budget, it's kind of a decision you need to make based on that particular product and whether or not you are going to have a deal. And I would say, I would add one more thing, that if you have a very, very, very strong brand, okay, you might want to increase your budget anyway, even if you're not running a deal. So I'll give you an example. I was looking to buy Apple AirTags. Okay. Apparently, I heard there was some kind of deal, but I added to cart. It was a 4-pack for $97. I'm traveling next month, so I want to make sure I have those AirTags in my suitcases. So if they get lost, I actually know where they are. So I bought it was a 4-pack. It was $97. I didn't see a deal on Prime Day, right? But I was already going to purchase this. I was hoping for a deal, but if there wasn't a deal, I was buying anyway. So I would say that if you have very, very strong brand, you're probably going to face more of that scenario, where if you're selling a generic product, you're selling a private label product that doesn't have a very strong branded searches and brand appeal, then probably somebody like you said will just replace it with, you know, another product. But for the Apple of the worlds and, you know, other strong brands that have a lot of branded searches, you might raise your budget and still get those sales, even if you don't have a deal that's going to be you know, coming up. Let's do a little bit of a fun question for the audience. What was Amazon's original name from 1994? I know this one. You may know this one as well. Let's see if those watching know the answer while we go over to our next slide here. See if we forget the right answer in the comments. What are we looking at here? What is, for those that don't know, what is the Amazon marketing stream? What are we looking at here? And why is this is pretty exciting, because it's the first year that we have this data for Prime Day.
So Amazon marketing stream was released a few weeks ago, and it was so exciting because we have been looking to get these data for years now. What happens with Amazon marketing stream is that you are getting hourly KPIs and performance for your campaigns, for your account. And based on those hourly KPIs, you can kind of make some kind of judgment and based on the strategy that you have and do some bid changes and other stuff based on these data that you are seeing coming up from Amazon marketing stream.
Yes, we have the answers coming in. Kadabra Kadabra. Saeed was the first one, followed by Lema, to have Abra Kadabra, which actually in old Aramaic, which is like language that was spoken in like Persia, Jewish language that was spoken back, abracadabra means as I, whatever I say will happen, which is why they used it in magic, right? And Bezos wanted to make this like magical name for Amazon, like Kadabra. It's amazing, right? You click on something on the web, which in 1997, 1998, 99, right, would blow your mind, right? You click on this thing and something ships to you. Eventually it was changed to Amazon. But if you go to, I believe, Kadabra.com, another name Bezos was thinking about was Relentless. So if you go to Relentless.com, they will forward you to Amazon.com. They still own those domain names. Fun fact, I saw you posted. I didn't get a chance to read your entire post, but I saw you posted the other day about Bezos putting his first employee hire on Usenet, which was like the old news groups on the web. What was the insight there from his hiring?
The insight was that I love the way like he was explaining who he's looking for, and being through that, like this is a startup, like the overall, the language and the way he exactly knows what he wants. And yeah, I would say it was interesting. If you haven't seen that letter, go ahead. It's on my LinkedIn post. I didn't know about Relentless. Is that for? Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, relentless.com, because, you know, they're relentless. And, you know, obviously went from Bezos' garage to, you know, one of the largest companies in the world, and became one of the richest people in the world along the way. So pretty amazing stat. 76 million households today have a Prime subscription, and worldwide it's well over 100 million. So pretty amazing data. So as you said, what we have here is the hourly performance. We've never had that before. And kind of similar to what we see on other days, it's this kind of time slot that, or, you know, those early morning hours, which let's say 9 to 11 Pacific, 12 to 1 Eastern, sales are at their highest. We see the worst ACoS overnight because everybody's budgets are resetting and there's more competition for cost per click. The very cool thing is that we can now start to optimize your advertising based on this data that we have, not just, you know, sort of across all the accounts, across your specific account. We can now see this data and we can optimize to say either don't run ads in a particular time or lower the bids by a certain percentage during a particular time of day. It'd be interesting to see how these things shift as people start to make these adjustments, right? Because what may happen, you want to keep watching this, because what may happen, let's say a year from now, there's a mass adoption of this Amazon marketing stream. What you're going to see is cost per click actually go down overnight, because there's going to be a lot of people that aren't even bidding at that time anymore because they looked at the stats the previous year or whatever, and they're adjusting, and they haven't updated their adjustment. And could be that these trends will change and maybe average out more similarly as more people start to, optimize around this. Okay, let's go into our next slide here. So here we're seeing categories and how much they grew, and how much they grew in cost per click as well. Interesting to see why certain CPCs grew a lot. And so, for example, appliances and office products had the biggest increase versus the previous 2 week period. I imagine in office and in appliances, people are buying higher ticket items because there's bigger savings. Category like beauty, cost per click, 113% up. I also imagine because this is a great day, if you have a product that has a repeat purchase opportunity, this is a great day to acquire new customers, right? I'm more inclined to give bigger discounts on Prime Day because it's not just, I'm not only concerned with the profitability of that sale. I want to get people hooked into my coffee. If you're a consumable product, or my skincare product, or whatever product I'm selling, personal care product I'm selling. So this makes a lot of sense. Any other insights here, Mansoor?
No, pretty much everything that you covered. And as you mentioned, that's a good reason actually for beauty and personal care to see highest increase in cost per click, because they can be a return customers, right? So you want to just engage with that customer and after work toward to make it loyal customers from those audiences.
Yes, exactly. Let's see what our audience thinks on, was Jeff Bezos once in a Star Trek movie, while we move on to our next slide?
I think that's false.
You think it's false? Okay. I already saw the answer, so I can't answer. Let's see what our audience thinks on, was Jeff Bezos once in a Star Trek movie? By the way, fun fact, I was once in a Blue Origin capsule, those capsules that they send up into space. So in 2018, I went to visit Amazon, and they took us actually on a warehouse tour near Seattle. It was in Kent, Washington. And I had a friend, she was in the Amazon space, and her husband worked at Blue Origin. So she took me and another person over to after hours, it was in the evening, into the Blue Origin offices where they build those spaceships near Seattle. And we went in and we were able to see a lot of the work. We're not allowed to take any pictures in there, but we did get a chance to actually go in and sit in one of these capsules that they had built. There was another room where we saw just machines building things, and you couldn't walk into the room. It was pretty cool. The only picture I have from it is before in their lobby, with the Blue Origin sign inside, you couldn't take any, I wish I had a picture in that capsule, but, it's pretty cool, experience. Okay. Let's see. Kate says, blink if you met an alien. I cannot confirm or deny, Kate. Let's go to our answers. If Bezos was in a Star Trek, Anna says true. Isabel here says true. Emil gives us a dolls. I think that would be false, but Emil gives us a dolls. He did correct himself. Yuri false. Kate responding to my wink. And let's see what the actual answer is. True answer. Ooh. Bezos had a cameo role in Star Trek. He is a Trekkie, as you might expect for a computer nerd, maybe to be into Star Trek. There we go. Okay, let's go over to this slide here. Did we cover this, Mansoor?
No, we didn't.
Oh, okay, let's talk about this.
So what you see here is the KPIs for the Prime Day based on the categories. If you look at the highest cost per click is beauty and personal care, as we expected, because it has the highest increase. It's in pretty interesting for cost per acquisition, the last column. For cell phones and accessories, it is 37.72, which makes sense because the high price item, but the numbers are far from every other category. And the second category in terms of cost per acquisition, if I'm not wrong, seems like to be the tools and home improvement. Again, another high price category.
Right. What's interesting is that the ROAS was low on cell phones and accessories. Although I have another, maybe there's a reason for that. But the tools and home improvement, is pretty good, 3.8. But yeah, interesting. Maybe it's interesting. Low ROAS, right? For that's the lowest ROAS category than office products. So interesting why that would be, because if you're selling a cell phone, it's unlocked phones, right? You're not getting the subscription necessarily that comes from the, activation of that phone, right? I think you're selling just unlocked. So I don't know. Interesting.
I think that another reason is that in accessory category, we have so many like cheaper price products, right?
Yes.
That might be the reason as well.
Yes. Okay. What are we looking at here? We had customers come to us and say, what happened? Like, went through Prime Day. Instead of my BSR getting better, my BSR got worse. So what's happening?
Yes, what happened? We have a few clients that kind of reached out to us and said, oh, what is going on? Why this product, my product constantly like increasing in BSR? But the reason for this is that for Prime Day or even pre-Prime Day, right? People are starting to search for what they want to purchase for Prime Day. So there are other type of products that we discuss for those categories, replacing, coming up, and even you can check this from Brand Analytics, replacing for the bestseller for a few days from Prime Day till after Prime Day. So this drastic change is just the reason. That's the reason. They just replace them with other products. So you see higher BSR. Probably after 7 to 10 days or 2 weeks, you will see your BSR will go back to where it was.
And as we see here, it starts to come back down. And that makes sense because let's say I'm in the appliance categories and I sell a small electronic can opener. Maybe it's considered an appliance and it's $20. And so that's not a hot, the bigger items that are selling in the category are refrigerators that was $2,000 and is now $1,200 or $1,300. And so those products, which typically are, not in the top 100, 200, 1,000 maybe, now start to move in there. And so there's a shift going on in a BSR, you have to remember, is all relative, right? Yeah. So there's a shift in what become the top products in the category.
Actually, for this product, their best keyword, when I checked from Brand Analytics, pre-Prime Day, their best keywords that they are getting the highest sales was around 500 to 600. Then when we moved to Prime Day, we saw that this search frequency rank all the way for the same keyword was around 1,000. So right. 500 more search terms like now are ahead of
right.
us.
So right.
That's why you see this.
Right. So relatively, this product lost search volume, essentially. Competitors had better Prime Day deals. I saw with one client, their BSR actually improved after Prime Day. That could be also. I think here what we're showing is even if you did have those Prime Day deals, the entire category shifts in terms of what are the best sellers. because of Prime Day. But yeah, could be also. Okay, let's talk a little bit about what's coming ahead. We have fall Prime Day coming. It's not officially announced. We're hearing sort of talk that there's going to be another. I think Amazon did confirm maybe another Prime fall event. We don't know all the details. My feeling is it's going to be in October. This is also helpful for Amazon as their warehouses get filled up with inventory for November and December. What they're doing here is they're elongating the shopping season. Instead of the shopping season starting, you know, the warehouse is starting to get, you know, ship a lot of inventory Black Friday, they also get rid and move a lot of inventory if they do this in October, which I think is what's going to happen. It puts less stress on the warehouses for November and December. And it's kind of like starting, it's sort of Amazon stealing those potential future Black Friday sales from other websites, Target, Walmart, etc., because they're doing this big shopping event. So let's talk about some of the recommendations here. Obviously coupons and deals. If you want to move up more inventory, you'll set up coupons and deals. Deals cost money. Coupons, you could do Prime exclusive coupons. This year, actually, Amazon said it was up until the day before that you could add a Prime exclusive coupon, but people were saying it was working on Prime Day itself to add those coupons. Coupons and deals, you're going to see better increase in sales. You have to evaluate really what your inventory situation is, right? It would be foolish to have a big coupon if you're not going to, especially in October, if you don't think you're going to have enough inventory for the rest of Q4, right? Or enough time to replenish even for January. At the same time, we had a client that used this Prime Day for a combination of benefits. One, they used it to, you know, discount some and just move product and still have, you know, profitability, generate more reviews, etc. And they also used Prime Day to kind of, you know, break even on some product and just move the inventory to reduce their potential storage fees that they were going to have and make more room for storage that they're going to send in for Q4. So, you know, you want to use coupons and deals strategically. Again, if you have higher priced products that have more margin, if you have consumable products, it makes a lot of sense to try to acquire those customers. Let's talk a little bit about budget strategy. While we're doing that, quick question here, Mansoor, true or false, Jeff's mom was in the circus?
This is a difficult one.
It is a difficult one. You would think
I would say false.
False. Okay. Okay. I have the answer. Let's see what our audience thinks after we cover budget strategy. So, what is our overall recommendation for what to do with budgets? What are the learnings that we have from this Prime Day that we can say, okay, this is kind of what happened here. Let's see how we can use that for October, let's say, if that's when Prime Day 2 will be.
So for a pre-Prime Day, from the graphs that we discussed and I showed, seems like 2 days before Prime Day, people start going to Amazon, start searching for the products that they purchase. So our recommendation now is starting to increase maybe up to 50%, or it is a relative. We can't give the exact number, but start increasing your budget 2 days before Prime Day. For our client for this year, we had a day before, but for next Prime Day, we are going to do 2 days. In terms of the Prime Day, of course, you want to increase for Prime Day 1 and Prime Day 2, or for next Prime Day, it's 1 day, increasing the budget for Prime Day. And finally, before, after the Prime Day, since we see the drastic decrease in traffic, in conversion rate, in cost per acquisition, we would recommend also decreasing the budget after Prime Day for a few days accordingly. This is not, this is not fit all the situation, right? You have to consider your situation and then decide what would you do.
Yes. As well as, it's not here covered, but as well as your bid strategy, right? If you're managing bids manually and you didn't increase them for Prime Day, it's kind of okay probably to keep them the same. But if you have software that raised your bids, or if you raise your bids on purpose for Prime Day, which some people do, then You want to also pull back on those bids. Waqas says, Mansoor, you give false for every answer on all the questions. Let's see what we have as the answers here.
Let it be false.
Umar says true. Muhammad false. Emil true. Mysterious LinkedIn user says false. False. Saeed says false. 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 And the correct answer is, as Jeremy said, false. Yes. Father is. His father was in the circus. Very interesting. But I think it was really, well, interesting we talk about father because Jeff Bezos' father was his stepfather, actually, who raised him. So I'm curious if this is his biological. This is probably his stepfather because he was the one in his life more. But maybe my crack team of fact finders behind the scenes can find out if this was his biological father or father in his life that was in the circus. I think the father that was in his life, and maybe that's why Jeff wanted to call it Kadabra. He was exposed to the circus magic in his life. Jeff's mom was 17 years old when she had Jeff. So yeah, I think then his father wasn't really in his life. I think later she got married, and Jeff had spoken many times about how his stepfather was his real father because, like, he raised him really well and had a great relationship. Mansoor, did you know that? And Jeff's family were immigrants to the U.S. You and I are both immigrants. You're in Canada, I'm in the U.S., but we're both not born in this country. Immigrants actually have a higher success rate of being millionaires than non-immigrants. Just shows you the power of seeing the opportunities in other countries versus the opportunity in America, and how immigrants maybe don't take that for granted as much as Americans, and they work harder to pursue the American dream, which, despite all the craziness in our country, it's still the greatest country in the world, for opportunity, that anybody who works hard can kind of build the American dream for themselves. So, okay, now that you got a little bit of that, let's go to creatives. What are we doing with creative strategy for?
For creatives, we highly recommend to create a prime version of your Amazon store, right? Because it can increase your conversion rate. Add Prime Day deals page to the store if you have, and finally use promotional messaging in the store to increase your conversion rate and let customers know that you have that deals there. And Emil says immigrants rule the world, of course.
And you know, if you want to follow, there's a great brand called Dash. They have air fryers and a lot of like kitchen kind of products. They do an amazing job every year. You can follow them and see for like the next Prime Day, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, what they start to do to their store. They redo their whole store. Their whole homepage is actually geared towards, you know, deals and Prime Day. And they actually update their store every season. So probably now their store's all summer. I bet if you go to it, I haven't looked at it in some time. And then you'll see starting in like October, it's all fall, orange colors, focused on fall, more fall type products. Very interesting in how they do that. You can create second and third even versions of your store that you upload in a particular time, and then you pull back to the regular store. You can also use promotional messaging, not just in the store, but we'll talk about in your advertising as well. So when it comes to advertising, how do you sort of connect that store to your ads?
So for the headline ads, if you have created that deals page, you can direct the audience, the customers, directly to that deals page and showcase all the products that you have deal. It is probable that you can increase your average order value by showcasing everything instead of the customers going back and forth between different pages. For the featured products with deals in headline ads. So you can temporarily change your featured products on headline ads. Put the products that you have deals, that badge, Prime Day deal badge would be there. People will be interested, they click, you will increase your click-through rate by doing that. Use promotional messaging in headline ads and sponsor display copy. There are some kind of policy around this that you have to be aware of how to using promotional messaging, but use promotional message. We also have this.
What's an example of something you can say in your sponsored display, sponsored brand?
For instance, you can say save 50%. You can bring any number or what is the percentage discount. Or you can say Prime Day deal. Like you can't mention any events, but you can say save on this product.
Right. So you can't say Prime Day specials today. No. You cannot say that, but you can say save 20% on beauty essentials.
You can't bring numbers. You can't have.
Oh, you cannot say.
Number. No, you can just say save on this product, whatever your product.
Okay, save on Dove beauty essentials.
Or get this product, buy this product, get this product for free, stuff like that. So there are some wording and sentencing that they are useful and definitely they can help increase your click-through rate. This is not just for Prime Day. For any time that you have any deals going on, you can take advantage and let people know, we are all interested in discounts. So definitely it will increase your click-through rate.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. So here's the answer. Ted Jorgensen, his biological dad, went on to have a career as a prominent unicyclist in Albuquerque. And that's, they did move, I think, to New Mexico, I believe is where Bezos kind of grew up, I think, who performed in the circus and later owned a bike shop. And let's have another question here. True or false? Liran wanted to name his son Jeffrey after Jeff Bezos, but was immediately vetoed by his wife, Judy. Let's see what people are going to guess here as the correct answer. I have to take a picture of this so I can I can show my wife. Let's see what we have here and go on to the next slide here.
We have to cover the last note. If you can go back to the slide.
Push product targeting.
Yes, push product targeting for products with deals. If you have deals, of course, you want to show up in your competitors page and showcase the deals that you have to get more engagement through product detail page of your competitors. And of course, with all ad types, sponsor product, sponsor brand, and sponsor display.
Yes, and for those that don't know, you can do ASIN targeting and sponsored brand ads. Now Saeed says true. I was going to name my son Jeffrey. Waka says true. 100,000% true. True. And Emil, who is known for his famous line of sharing is caring. The answer is false. I was not going to name my son Jeffrey. I do love Amazon, but was not going to name my son Jeffrey. His name is David, actually. Okay, let's go on to Amazon Live. So this year, kind of interesting, right? 100 million views.
Yes. So Amazon Live Prime Day streams had more than 100 million views. What it represents is that partner with these creators to showcase your products on Amazon Prime Day, because we see the customers are there. They are watching these Amazon Live. So take advantage of that to get more traffic to your listing and your store.
And somebody says, false, Iran wanted his son's middle name to be Bezos. It's pretty funny. Amazon Live, Amazon Posts. You want to use those Amazon Posts. By the way, still free. Can't imagine this will be free forever. I imagine that there are two things will happen in the future with posts. You will have free and you will also have sponsored posts that maybe take some better positioning. I think has to be the Amazon tries to monetize all possible opportunities. So I can't imagine it's going to be free. And I've predicted this. We'll see if someday it's going to be true that you'll be able to add video, reels, type of stuff to post. I can't believe Amazon has not launched that yet, but I think it could be so entertaining to have user generated content, reels, you know, in post, and really turn, you know, Amazon almost a little bit like a shopping TikTok. We have a babysitter. Yesterday I was talking to her for my son. She's 18. She's just watching him a little bit for the summer. And she said to me, "You won't believe how much me and my friends just buy stuff on from TikTok." So, you know, watching TikTok videos, like we just watch, we're like, okay, I have to have this. So very, very interesting, because I've never bought anything I've seen on TikTok, you know, but I'm 41, I'm not 18. So pretty interesting as far as, you know, as far as those trends.
For Amazon Post, I think they're going to still be free. My guess is that.
Okay.
They are going to let you advertise it for different placement, but the post itself probably will be free. That is my guess for posts. You just, for advertisement, you have to pay to get to the specific placements.
Yes. Okay. Lastly, I think here, or Prime Day lead out, you can use sponsored display to after Prime Day, right? But you can use sponsored play to re-engage with audiences who viewed your listing. Also, who bought from you, if you have a consumable product, you can do this. If you use DSP, you can do this with DSP as well. And then you want to make adjustments, right, to all those, you know, creative copy, save. If you don't have any more coupons or anything like that, right, you don't want to run those same. You want to change the copy on those sponsored brands, which in the past you couldn't, but now you could. That's it. I think this was amazing, Mansoor. You shared a lot of awesome information. Let's see if we have any final questions here from the audience related to Prime Day. We had a lot of nice audience interaction here. Thank you to our team in the background for coming up with all those amazing Q&A. Shout out to Kate and Samer on our team for behind the scenes work on this presentation and on this live. Any final questions from the audience? We'll give it 20 seconds. Did you know that Jeff Bezos once put on Twitter, "I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% Lizzo's biggest fan." Posted alongside one of Lizzo and Bezos' selfie. Don't see any questions yet from the audience. So if anyone has any follow-up questions, comment here underneath this live, whether you're on Facebook, LinkedIn, we will probably put this up on our YouTube channel as well. So if you are not subscribing, to our YouTube channel, go to Incrementum Digital on YouTube. We also have a LinkedIn newsletter. So if you're not subscribed to our weekly newsletter, which will have an exciting new name next week when we launch it, make sure you subscribe to that. Depending on the data of what we saw on Prime Day, can we predict the same will happen in October due to a different season? Very interesting. It could be that some of the categories shift to a cost, maybe, right? Or maybe you'll see toys as a bigger category, for example, in October, right? Because everybody's buying toys during holiday season. So, but I think the patterns that we saw in this Prime Day are very similar to patterns we saw in the past. Conversion rate goes down a little bit before, traffic goes up. ACoS is better and conversion rate is up during Prime Day. Then it dips a little bit after Prime Day. Like, we've seen this in the past. So all that I predict would be very similar. But potentially some of the products that are the winners, you know, that take over in some of the categories. I think we're going to see a shift there, but that's a good question because it is going to be at a different time of year. So yeah, you probably won't see, swim products lead the category like you're seeing it here. Right. So don't get too excited for those of you that sold a lot of swimwear and order that for your next Prime Day, because that's not a great idea. Thank you everybody for watching. Appreciate you. Thank you so much, Mansoor, for being here as well and sharing all this awesome knowledge. Mansoor pulled a lot of this data for this, put it together, and does an amazing job of understanding data. That's why he's the director of Amazon Advertising at Incrementum Digital. Thank you, everybody. You can visit incrementumdigital.com for a free PPC audit. Typically, we do those if you have at least $10,000 a month in monthly spend. We'll do a free audit of your account. Those audits take our team 6 to 8 hours, so significant amount of work that we put into it. Happy to do it for free if you have that spend. If not, we have done some paid audits as well recently. So if you're smaller, we can still help you, but we have to charge you. Thank you so much, Mansoor. Any final words?
No, thank you so much. It was great. We should do this again. And thank you for everyone who joined this live.
Yes, questions, comments. I love doing these things with you, Mansoor. We don't really practice beforehand too much, but we have good back and forth cadence, on these together. So I love doing them with you. We'll put this on our podcast as well. Hope to continue doing these regularly to keep adding value to the seller, to the brand community. So thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you.
Have an amazing weekend.